This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Friday, July 27th. Well, grain trading in a state of flux with mixed messages on Thursday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
We saw the soybean rally of 20 cents on the new $14 billion farm aid package for grains. The real impact here, it might slow down cash sales a little bit in soybeans, but the rest of the impact kind of signals that the China trade war, the U.S. is digging in, and it's going to take a lot longer than traders had anticipated. Secondly, it may cause producers to be more comfortable in planting acres next year, so the overall impact probably a little bit negative on the market, the response so clearly positive.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 6 1/4 at 535 1/2. September corn was up 2 1/4 at 360 1/2. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 580 to 595. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were down 6 3/4, ranging from 644 to 659. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were up 0.5 point, ranging from 682 3/4 to 687 3/4. Live cattle for August were down $1.75 at 108.27 1/2. August feeder cattle were down $1.40 to 151.47 1/2. And July, Class 3 milk was down 4 cents at 14.14.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.